DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Jim Bertel reporting from Washington. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won rare praise for the Trump administration from a leading Democrat not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move.
Absolutely, it was a strong move forward. It was great to see China and Russia join us in that. It now needs to be followed up with diplomacy where we get China and the United States working with the same strategy with North Korea to find a way that we can ease the tension and get North Korea to change directions.
The sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously Friday puts more limits on imports that support North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war. Afghan officials say a suicide blast today in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians, while wounding two others. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast through its Amaq news agency. Today's bombing comes a week after the Islamic State claimed an attack on a National Directorate of Security training facility in Kabul. Nearly a million people in southern Vietnam face evacuation from the path of a deadly typhoon sweeping in from the South China Sea. The National Disaster Prevention Committee says more than 70,000 people have already moved from low-lying areas. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Pakistan allowed the wife and mother of convicted Indian spy Kobachan Yadav to meet him Monday, saying the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. This was Yadav's first meeting with his family since he was captured in March 2016 for entering Pakistan on a fake identity as well as fake travel documents. India rejects the charges against him, saying he has no connection with the government. Peru's president has pardoned former authoritarian leader Alberto Fujimori. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
President Pedro Pablo Kaczynski pardoned the 79-year-old former leader on Sunday, citing Fujimori's deteriorating health. Fujimori was rushed to the hospital late on Saturday after suffering a severe drop in blood pressure and an abnormal heartbeat. The pardon clears Fujimori of a 25-year sentence for his convictions on human rights crimes and graft. A deeply divisive figure, he governed Peru from 1990 to 2000. While many consider him a corrupt dictator,